6 minutes past 2 in the morning, Pacific time, Monday, February 17th, 2014 already? Christ. Sirius and XM Channel 92 on Sports Zone, Sports Overnight America. Mason Williams, the head writer for the Smothers Brothers Show, won an Emmy Award for comedy writing a year after the Smothers Brothers was canceled. That was because CBS fired. It's a long story. Go check out the documentary Smothered, produced by PBS a couple of years ago. Fantastic documentary about the trials and tribulations of censorship caused by right-wing Republicans who know no better. Oh, hi. How you doing? This is Sports Overnight America. I'm Jerry Burke. I'm your host. Thank you. So we have about another 53 minutes left in this nonsense. And you know what? It really isn't a whole hell of a lot to talk about. I mean, I can just prattle on, blah, 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 about what I feel the ways of the world should be. And you know what? That's a good thing. Because you want to know why? I'm the one who makes all the money. I'm the one with the name on the marquee. What I say basically goes. Because you know why? I'm the one with the microphone in front of me. Not trying to be a smartass. Not trying to be dictatorial to everybody out there. But it's just the way it is. Now, you're driving... Cute girl in the studio. By the way, if you're driving around right now and if you're on the East Coast, particularly on I-95, I-80, 81 going between, say, Richmond and Syracuse, if you're on 380 going through the Poconos, just drive over a bridge. You don't belong there. Be careful. The weather is absolutely atrocious there. You've gotten 2 feet of snow and it's supposed to start melting. Now, if the entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania would just melt away into the Delaware River out to the Atlantic, we're okay. And then we just have 49 states, but you know what? We're all better people for it. Except for Arkansas, but we won't go there. Come back, boys and girls. My all-time childhood hero, outside of Bill Spaceman Lee and Michael Davis, was the center fielder for the Boston Red Sox in 1975. In our opinion, amongst everyone, the only true rookie to win the MVP. Ichiro, nothing against him. Great ball player, but he wasn't really a rookie. But Freddie Lynn was at $20,000 a year in 1975. Chris Townsend talking to Freddie Lynn next, boys and girls. 8.5 minutes past the hour. 51.5 minutes before, if you're half full. It is Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92. Good evening.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242. My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Now going over to a couple of the Yankees, and there they go again. If the man wants Van Halen, we give him Van Halen. He's the only guy ever to win the MVP as a rookie, because Ichiro doesn't count. Oh, yeah, and he was Rookie of the Year. When you were growing up and you thought center fielders, this guy was money. Boston Red Sox, California Angels, had huge years. Big Van Halen fan. And I'll never forget my senior year in high school. Playing baseball, you love your local team. He was a center fielder. Probably doesn't want to go back and remember this too much, but he was our center fielder for the San Diego Padres. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Fred Lynn joins us. Fred, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for that intro. It was a good one.
Yeah, you know, I loved you when you played for the Padres. I saw your first game you played for San Diego. I wish we could bring you back, a young Fred Lynn. We need somebody like you at Petco Park now.
They definitely need some offense. You know, there's no question about that. You know, they had the pitching until a couple of them got hurt early in the season, but they definitely need some thunder in their lineup. There's two ways to look at it. Either you put some more thunder in there, or you go with team speed and pitching, and they don't have either. So they got a ways to go.
Yeah, story of the Padres' history. Fred, you know, nowadays with all the cable television sports shows and with the internet, and Red Sox Nation has become so big. But it was always big. Maybe it wasn't as huge across the country as it is now. But Red Sox Nation, that area has always loved baseball from a long, long time ago. And to start out the way you did, I mean, what was it like being the man in Boston?
It was pretty exciting. I won't lie to you. You know, it was a lot of fun. We had a young team. You know, we did have some veteran guys on the club, but the nucleus of our club is young. So we're all going through it together. It wasn't just me. It was a whole bunch of us. And so, you know, we palled around together. Obviously, we played together. And we grew on and off the field together. So it was a great learning experience. It was a great time to be young. It was a great time to play baseball in the 70s. And we had a great time doing it, that's for sure.
Well, your career statistics are fantastic. You hit over 300 home runs, over 1,100 RBIs, a .283 career average. But you won the MVP your first year. I mean, Ichiro, you know, take your hat off. Guy's fabulous. But he was a pro, a seasoned pro by the time he got here. You were a rookie, a kid coming out of USC. You were a rookie, and you won the Rookie of the Year, and then you won the MVP. And where do you go from there?
Well, had we won the World Series, you know, the thought had crossed my mind. I said, well, geez, I ought to retire and go play football.
I mean, if you would have beat the Cincinnati Reds and won that, that's everything. I mean, you can only go downhill from there.
No, that's right. Yeah, what do you do from here? What have you done for me lately? And when you play in Boston, they ask you those questions. And so, I mean, you know, my next couple of years, you know, people say, well, gee, you're not playing like you did the first year. Well, I said, well, gee, I don't think, you know, you're supposed to do that every year, are you? But, you know, it was, like I said, it was a lot of fun. And, you know, winning all those awards the first year, You know, I had to kind of reset my goals a little bit because, you know, I was achieving them a little quicker than I thought.
You know, I look at your numbers, and I think of you as one of the best players of your generation, and I know numbers have gotten so out of hand. And you know, when you talk about the Baseball Hall of Fame, it's just they have these marks that, well, you got to get to 3,000 hits. You got to get to 300 wins. You know, you got to, it used to be, you know, if you got to 400 home runs, now it's looking more like 500 home runs. But when you take a career like yours and you look at, you were in the All-Star game, what, like 9 times? You know, the Gold Gloves, the MVP. I mean, you name it, you did it. You know, do you look at it and you go, huh, I should have a better chance of getting to Cooperstown?
Well, I did all the individual things, there's no question. But I never played on a championship team. Kind of came close a couple of times, lost in a playoff to the Yankees in 78. But never got the brass ring. I don't know if that has any bearing whatsoever. I hear sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But the bottom line is, for me, if I had those stats, and you threw another, 5,000 at-bats into it or whatever, 2,000, 2,500 at-bats, something like that, and still had the same kind of stats, yeah, I probably would be in. But I got hurt so much my second half of my career, I couldn't stay on the field. And when I was healthy, I played the way everybody thought I could play and the way I thought I could play. But just staying on the field was a problem there for a while.
The great Fred Lynn joins us here on the Krug and Towney Show. Now, after the Red Sox, you headed out and you played for the California Angels, which, as bizarre as it is, they still play in the same park, but it's been completely redone. They're the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I mean, it's just so, and probably the most bizarre thing, Fred, is to see the Angels, arguably the best team in baseball right now. They've won a World Series. This is an Angel team that's become a powerhouse. And the one thing, because growing up in San Diego, you also got to see Angel games on KTLA. So I got to watch you when I was even younger, and I got to watch you play for the Angels. And it's just, it's amazing to see how far that franchise has come from being basically the stepsister in Orange County to the LA Dodgers to being truly right now the number one team and the second largest market in the country. Would you ever think that would happen with the Angels?
Well, you know, it's kind of ironic for me personally. The two teams that I played with and that I'm most recognized for playing for, the Red Sox and the Angels, were the two most snake-bitten teams in all of baseball.
Sure.
In those years. And now they've both won. You know, the Angels have won and the Sox have won twice. And the Angels, they're on their way to winning another one this year, like you said. Although Tampa Bay, no one wants to give them the credit that they're achieving. They're pretty tough. And if the World Series was held in Tampa Bay, I wouldn't bet against them. I mean, they are very tough to beat down there.
Sometimes I
think the Angels are definitely the team.
Now, I want Jerry, our producer, he's a longtime Red Sox fan, at some point to come in because I know he wants to ask you a question because you're one of his favorites of all time. But, you know, when you're looking at baseball and you think about these young kids and the money that they're making now, going back to your dad, I mean, you guys made pretty good scratch yourselves, but, I mean, think about it, Fred. Think about it in your 20s, you're out of college, and now millions of dollars, you're traveling to these big cities, you're a Major League Baseball player. What a life these guys got, and what trouble they possibly could get into.
Well, yeah, we had none of those trappings. You know, the phones that we used, you had to put money in to use them. You know, they didn't take pictures. You know, they didn't do any of those kinds of things. I made $20,000 my first year in the big league, so I don't know what they, you know, I mean, I can't even imagine their lifestyle. I really can't. I mean, I'm not there, so that's beyond me. That's the kind of stuff you read in People magazine.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of people. But, yeah, they're under the microscope, too, and they can't let loose like we did. I don't know what they do for entertainment, you know, to get away from the game. You know, we'd go out and have a few beers with the guys, and you know, it was fine. Now, boy, you know, they're under the gun 24 hours a day. So, I think they play under more pressure than we did.
You know, I got to ask you about, you know, speaking of, you made 20 grand your first year. I mean, if you were playing at USC now and had the career you had at USC, I bet you'd be getting paid more than 20 grand just to come out of college. And the first time I played college baseball, and I remember the first time I went and played against USC. And you remember going there going, wow, you think of all the guys, you know, Tom Seaver, yourself, and Mark McGwire, and so many great players played for Ron Dado and all the great champions, all the championships that you guys won. I mean, just let people know, I mean, we know SC football. Now SC football is as big as it's ever been. But SC, back when you were there, and for many years under the legendary Ron Dado, your guys' program was second to none.
Well, you know, we won five titles in a row, and I was on the middle three. I was there 3 years and won three national titles. You know, that's never going to be accomplished again, five in a row. That was when UCLA was winning their 10 in a row. So between the two schools, we weren't letting anybody win anything, basically, in the early 70s. And Rod Dado is, you know, he's the best baseball man I ever played for, and he was cranking out guys left and right. You know, Randy Johnson was there. You said McGwire, Tommy Seaver, Ron Fairley, Rich Dower, Roy Smalley. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But what our guys were noted for is that when they came out of school, they were fundamentally sound. You know, you could count on an SC guy. You put him in the big leagues, and he's not going to screw up. He might not be the best player, but he's going to be a fundamentally sound player, and he's always going to be mentally aware. That was kind of why we won.
Well, I got to have my producer ask you a question. He's from Massachusetts, longtime Boston Red Sox fan. Jerry, you're what, 40?
I'm 43 now, so I was 10 years old when Fred's a rookie. Actually, he came up in 74. I remember he hit like 400, but they would never let him play. I remember
that's right.
You and Rice they brought up. Hey, listen, I do have one question. Of all the pitchers you played with the Sox, and like I said, I grew up, I was a bleacher bum at Fenway when you were in your first couple of years there. What pitcher did you enjoy playing behind the most? Like, and I said, which one, like, you know, some pitchers pitch quickly?
Billy was the one I liked playing behind the most.
Hey, my guy.
Billy got the ball and he threw it. You know, he was not a strikeout pitcher, and he didn't waste any time. Got the sign, boom, here comes the ball. He's going to put it in play. It's like playing behind Tommy John. And they're going to strike guys out. They're going to throw strikes, and the players are going to hit the ball, so you're going to be on your toes. Guys that I didn't like would stare in there for 3 minutes, get the sign, take all day to wind up, you know, ball one, ball two, strike one, ball three. Oh, those guys drove you crazy.
Yeah, I can understand that. By the way, Lee was an SC guy too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was he like? Because, I mean, Jerry he actually knows Lee real well. But, you know, what was it like playing with this guy? I mean, this guy, you know, for us, he was like a cult figure in a way.
Well, Billy, is, first of all, is very intelligent. Maybe too much for his own good. But between the lines, between the white lines, there was nobody that was more competitive than Billy. Just loves the game. In fact, he's still playing, by the way. He's still barnstorming. He's up in Vermont or New Hampshire, and he's on some league, and they go all over the country still playing baseball, and he's a little older than I am. So he's quite the guy. You know, in fact, he won 17 games 3 years in a row for us, throwing basically sinkers and Ephus pitches. But the guy was a competitor. He knew how to pitch, and he pitched quickly. I remember we were in Minnesota. We had a game that was like an hour and 50 minutes. He threw 70 pitches.
Wow.
You know, and so it was a treat to play with him. And then, of course, you know, off the field.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was lights out. I mean, we've got Billy, who's just crazier than a loon. We've got Louis Tiant, George Scott, got Roger Maret. I mean, you got some personalities. Then you throw in Fisk and Yastrzemski, and oh, my.
Oh, yeah. What a strange crew that was.
I just say two words all year.
Bill Lee and Carlton Fisk together. I just don't see it.
Yeah, they're like oil and water. But, you know, they worked well on the field, and that's all you cared about. You know, they had their run-ins off the field, and we all, you know, we didn't get along all the time. But on the field, they were both highly motivated to win. And that's all that mattered. And Carlton said, put down the finger, and Billy threw it. That's all there was to it.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. And I tell you, I remember I watched you play your first game, and you played in those They were the really bad unis, too. That's when the, I don't know, they went from the Taco Bell unis from when the Padres were in the World Series in 84 to really going to this weird brown with the orange. I mean, what was that quickly? What was, how bad was it putting on a Padre uniform?
UPS man in a Yankee uniform.
It was, you know, the pinstripes, it was terrible.
It was not flattering. those hats that we had, oh, they were ugly.
Hey, I can tell you, though, we were fired up when we knew you were coming to town.
Well, you know what? Actually, that ball club we had in 1990.
Ton of talent.
We had a really good ball club. When you think of the players that we had, that Benny Santiago was our catcher, and he was very young.
Sure.
It was Robbie Alomar playing second.
Yeah, Jack Clark.
You had the Ripper at first.
You had Tony Gwynn.
Gary Templeton, of course. You got Tony Gwynn. You got Joe Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Myself, Pagliarulo. We had some, we had some people, but the funny thing was, or not so funny actually, was that everybody got hurt. Everybody on that team, even Tony Gwynn had bad knees that year. So it was like, are you kidding me? It must have been me. After a while, I figured wherever I go, bad things are happening. I better get out and go into announcing.
Fred, thank you so much for stopping by. We got to have you on again, and it's a treat. I grew up watching. I love watching you play, and it was an honor to have you on.
Well, let's do it during the playoffs. What do you say?
That would be great. We appreciate it because, hey, no one knows better than you. Thanks so much. We'll call you soon.
All right.
The great Fred Lynn right here. Guy won the MVP his rookie year. You kidding me?
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Yes! Yes! Say it! People!
great Cloris Leachman won the Academy Award Best Supporting Actress for The Last Picture Show. Little Peter Bogdanovich, of course, that was from Young Frankenstein, 1974. Ooh, Richard Wright, The Violent Sequence. It is Sports Overnight America. I know to most of you, you're thinking the violence sequence. You know, come on, Spaceman, what's that? Well, back in 1969, there was a movie. It was called Zabriskie Point. And of all people, Pink Floyd was contracted to do the music for it. And a lot of the stuff was not... The only thing they really took was Careful With That Axe, Eugene. Which, of course, was from Uma Guma in 68. But this song ended up getting put in Music Mothballs for a better part of three and a half years. Was reworked out as Us and Them on Dark Side of the Moon. Which has about as much to do with sports as nuclear fission has to do with orgies. But hey, who am I to argue? Like I said, it's Sports Overnight America, 32 minutes past the hour. You know, screw it. 32 minutes past 2 a.m. here in the Pacific. Back east, that would make it Monday. And if we were going to do an update, it would have been brought to you by LiverGuard. Here's what you would have done, because we all know you as fine, upstanding people. You would have gone to livergard.com. You would have typed in the coupon code the word GREAT. I spell this out only for those of you from Scranton, Pennsylvania, because we know what your education system like is there. GREAT. There you go. Hell with the zip code. Enjoy. Go to LiverGuard. Go to type in the word GREAT. GREAT. You're going to get a great deal. They will deliver anywhere. This stuff is so good. I mean, it is so good. It actually helps prevent the alcohol hangover. Make sure you check them out. Go to livergard.com. Happy Monday to those of you on the East Coast. About a week ago this time, I remember coming on the air and talking about this rain. I can't remember the name of the storm they gave it to, Octavia or something like that. And I remember saying to myself, if this thing makes it back to the East Coast, and if it's below, say, 28 degrees, you people are screwed. Well, I was speaking with some people back east this weekend, Scranton, Boston, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Coughlin, New Jersey, places like that. The reason I brought up Coughlin, New Jersey, for those of you who are scoring at home or if you happen to be alone, batteries not included, is because baby girl's in the studio with me tonight. Yes, there's a baby girl in my life. And she just did a Thai potato chip, and I guess it went down the wrong pipe. And I just happen to be quick enough to know that there's a Coughlin, New Jersey. There's also a Coughlin, Pennsylvania, but it's near Scranton, and we don't count that as human beings. My point is this. What was my point? Oh, yeah. For those of you who are back east and you are dealing with this, I really empathize. I really, really do. I don't sympathize. I empathize. So anyway, if you're back east right now, listening on Sirius and XM Channel 92, if you're a trucker, and I got news to you, I happen to know for a fact you guys are the ones who make this planet rotate. I'm a big Teamsters guy. My dad was in the UAW, so I'm cool with the Teamsters. I know you're the ones who just basically take our garlic from Gilroy, take it out there and give it to all the Italian places in Old Forge. Be careful. If you're heading on I-80, anywhere from, say, basically the Ohio Turnpike exit all the way through the Poconos, I-91 going through Hartford, 84 heading up from the Poconos through, say, going up through Danbury, Connecticut, that area, Mass Pike, it's a mess right now. Please be careful. Do not call this show. You need to be careful because you're driving. Plus, I don't feel like talking to you right now. For those of you who are wondering, yes, I get paid a lot of money to do this. But you know what? Kolsky's usually hosting right now. I'm like the second banana. Two, three dozen beers. I'm just kidding. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number, boys and girls. I'm Jerry Burke from the Zabriskie Point Sessions, the violent sequence. This is Richard Wright in the background. you're the listener. No idea what we're doing next. But then again, we never do. You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
You asked me how well did he fight? I don't know, but I can tell you one thing. He punched good.
Of course, today is the anniversary. March 8th, 1971, Ali and Frazier, just an unbelievable fight. Muhammad Ali coming back. You know, I want to get back to how Muhammad Ali, as an African-American male, Frazier, deep down had to truly just despise Ali for calling him an Uncle Tom.
Well, to this day, he still bears a hurt. Not only that, by the time they get to the third fight, you'd mentioned three of them, it was a trilogy, he's calling the gorilla in Manila.
Yeah.
He has never gotten over that. And though Ali has apologized, he still holds it as a... as something that burns him inside every time he thinks of it. So there's never been a, here's a $20 word, rapprochement. I don't know what the hell it means, but it sounds good, between the two.
Yeah, that did. What was that again?
Rapprochement. That's 1 year of French. That's the only word I can. That's like when people interview me in the Spanish-speaking stations. I remember one word from my 101 Spanish, and I always give it to them. El burro es un animal importante. That's it. I don't know anymore.
Oh, sounds good. That sounds good on the radio. Bert Sugar with us here on the Chris Townsend Show. When you talk trilogies and you look how big this trilogy was, and there's been some great ones in the history of boxing, where does this one go down?
I think it's one of the great ones. It really is. The first and third fights, the second was more pedestrian. The first and third fights, particularly this one in terms of an event, the third one in terms of what Ali called the closest thing to death, were great, great. That was the one in Manila, the thriller in Manila. These were great. It's probably the greatest trilogy of all time because we remember it. Of course, those people older will remember Zale Graziano, but it was not filmed, the first two, nor broadcast. I think the first was. But you didn't see them. Here you saw it. Here it's been repeated time and time again. So in history, this is probably the greatest trilogy of all time. And it really was Ali trying to be up on his toes, though he couldn't, as he had before he was really defrocked from the sport 3.5 years before. Couldn't move the way he used to, but he's up on his toes jabbing. And Frazier keeps coming at him. One of the writers said it was like a wild beast caught in a thicket. He just kept coming, throwing that left, and trying to throw uppercuts to meet the, you know, Frazier and then move away to throw jabs. But Frazier was just in his chest the whole damn time. Now, Ali was winning some rounds, but Frazier wasn't going anywhere. You know, Ali was what he called a pecking and a poking, and he just kept bam, bam, and grandstanding. You know, he'd be winking at the crowd if Frazier hit him. He'd shake his head, the crowd would roar, but Frazier had hit him. And in the eighth round, something interesting happened that very few saw. First of all, Ali had been talking to Frazier seventh and eighth, and I heard one commentary. Ali said, "What are you still doing here? God says you're going to lose tonight." And Frazier, between oomph, oomph, and he made noise when he threw his left, said, "Tell your god he's in the wrong house tonight." Boom. But that was soon punctuated by a clinch. And as Arthur Mercanti broke him up in the eighth round, he stuck his finger inadvertently in Frazier's eye. And Frazier was blinded for a moment. Nobody knows that Frazier only had one good eye. And now he had no good eyes. And yet Ali went back to jabbing, jabbing, jabbing. Yes, he won the round. But then he lashed out again, and Ali held again. And here comes Arthur Mercanti breaking him up, and inadvertently, he's the referee, he sticks his thumb in Frazier's eye as he's pulling him away. Meanwhile, Angelo Dundee, between rounds, is hollering, "Stop playing around! You want to blow this fight?" And Ali, you know, pays him no never mind. And in the 11th, Frazier hurts him badly, bad. He's wobbling. Ali is wobbling. But Frazier thinks he's playing, so he doesn't advance on him. And Ali miraculously comes back in the 12th and 13th, and even in the 14th. So the bout's about even in the eyes of most people. The Ali people are screaming at the Frazier people in the stands. The Frazier people are returning fire. Really, it's a soccer game in Madison Square Garden for all the hollering. And then in the 15th, Joe Frazier comes out, and with that left hand from hell that he has, he pumps it once. Ali reacts to it and starts to throw an uppercut. And Frazier comes across with one of the best left hooks I have ever seen, catching Ali right on the jaw, and Ali goes down, tassels waving in the air, flat on his back. And he's up at the count of three, though it goes on to nine. And you then knew what the finality was. In fact, Ali had trouble hanging on. And Bedini Brown, who's the one who coined the phrase, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, though I think bees, you know, butterflies flit, they don't float. But that he later said that was the blow that did it, that blew out the candles, and it did. And when they read the scorecards, two judges and the referee, Arthur McCanty, it read 11 rounds to 4, 9 rounds to 6, and 8 rounds to 6, 1 even, and that was McCanty, all for Frazier, because they didn't have points in those days. And while the crowd roared, there was a, you know, probably more backslapping amongst the Frazier fans than you could find at a Shriners convention. There were those in the alley crowd, like Diana Ross, who was crying, and people hollering, champ, 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 at Ali. And all he could say, and I was in the dressing room, was, don't call me champ. Joe's the champ now. I'm not crying. My friends shouldn't cry. And he knew he'd lost. And as I left Madison Square Garden, walking through its hall, somebody had inscribed on the wall, Frodo lives. A reference value is... you may know as a reader of fiction, but Ali still lived in their mind's eye. It was one other thing. I had Boxing Illustrated at the time, soon to be editor-publisher of Ring Magazine. And I had Brian Gumbel, a young kid in college in Maine, write a story, Is Joe Frazier the White Man's Champion? And he regrets it to this day, and Joe regrets it to this day, and I just hide under the table when I see Joe.
Wow. That is great stuff. You know, I don't know. You know, I really, when I think back of the 15-round fights, I was a little kid when I watched that, and then now, of course, we all know them as 12 rounds. What really is the biggest difference now? And do you like that it's 12 versus 15? I mean, the 15 rounds just seemed so excessive, but they made for legendary fights. Talk about the difference between the 15-round versus the 12-round fight.
Well, Chris, there's a list in the book, the Ultimate Book of Boxing lists, of fights that would have had a different result had they been 12 rounds instead of 15. And I'll give you several instances. Billy Kahn, Joe Louis. Billy Kahn was ahead after 12 rounds. 13th, he was knocked out. Jersey Joe Walcott, Rocky Marciano. Same thing. Marciano knocks out Walcott after the 12th round, 13th. You've got others. Tommy Hearns and Sugar Ray Leonard. Knocked out in the 14th, and Hearns was way ahead. It's the championship rounds. It's what we knew of it. But in the name of safety, and boxing is no different than, say, coal mining, they never do anything till there's a tragedy, both of them. And what happened was Duke Koo Kim being killed or dying after a fight with Ray Mancini. And that came on the heels of a previous night's fight, a brutal one between Aaron Pryor and Alexis Arguello.
Yeah.
And the WBC mandated that all fights would now be 12 rounds. It's a good thing that Dooku Kim was not knocked down out in the first round. The WBC might have had him send in postcards how it would be. But it's a 12-round fight now. And I loved the 15-round fight because so much was decided in those last three rounds, as witnessed by the few examples I've given you, and there are many more. But 15 rounds was a championship limit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Burt Sugar has come together with Teddy Atlas. They put the book together, The Ultimate Book of Boxing List. Before we let you go, Burt, you know, both of you are two legends in the sport. What was it like to work together and put this book together?
Teddy is a very, very clinical thinker. He will cut to the chase. There's none of that dance around. And he will look at something and say, you got it wrong. That's not number one. That's not number two. You didn't include this. I'll give you an example. He was looking at the list of lists I handed him. This is what we're going to do. And he said, I think I had somebody under awkward fighters. He said, he's not an awkward fighter. He said, he's just someone that takes two to give one. I said, we got a new list, Teddy. And we did. Take two to give one, fighters like Jake LaMotta would be an example. But he would look at something and say, he's number two, because he sat at the knee of Cus D'Amato, who went back probably to the ancient days, who remembered things like a fighter named Sid Terrace who could throw three jabs while in the air for fast hands. That's got to be an inclusion, I said. And Teddy would look at it and bring to bear his knowledge, and he gave me something to play off of. It was very, very interesting to get both of our thinking. The foreword written by Brian Kenny of ESPN, who's worked with both of us, finds that we're two different people. He said, "Don't, if you want to hear old vaudeville songs and somebody walking into the bar and hollering, 'Where's the scotch?' have dinner with Bert. If you want a clinical, straight down the line parsing or breakdown of a fight, go to dinner with Teddy." Two different people, and that's how I think we complemented each other.
Well, I can guarantee you this. I'm taking the scotch and having dinner with you anytime. Ladies and gentlemen, the book is Ultimate Book of Boxing Lists. Bert Sugar and Teddy Atlas put this great book together. Pick it up if you're a boxing fan. If you have a boxing fan who is a friend, family member, whatever, it'll also make a great present. Bert, you know, it's always wonderful to have you on. We could talk to you all night long, and hopefully we will hook up again soon.
Chris, this has been fun. Again, let's do it one more time at least.
The legend, Bert Sugar, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the Chris Townsend Show.
Got an update coming up next, boys and girls. Little Jimi Hendrix here, left-hander from Seattle. Our thanks to Bert Sugar for showing up. Freddie Lynn, former center fielder, my beloved Boston Red Sox, Rookie of the Year and MVP in 1975. Came within one out of winning the 75 World Series, too. Boys and girls of all ages, I'm Jerry Burke. You're the listener. That's Jimi Hendrix. Sirius and XM Channel 92. This is Sports Overnight America.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Because we have a lot of greedy people in this country, and the greediest of the greedy saw what these guys did and went, wow, that's really f-ing greedy.
It seems kind of silly to thank the late Bert Sugar, but he was a great friend of the show. Miss him terribly. Make sure you check out some of his work. Also, Freddie Lynn for joining us. It is Sports Overnight America. Coming up on just about 2 minutes before 3 o'clock a.m. here on the West Coast, San Francisco, California. Sirius and XM Channel 92, better known as Sports Zone. I'm Jerry Brady. You know, okay, Temple beat SMU, which is cool. Wisconsin beat Michigan State. Those are your big upsets in college hoops. 163-155, it was the East over the West in the NBA All-Star Game. Great defensive struggle there. And if we were going to do an update and let you know about all those scores, it would have been brought to you by Liver Garden. Here's what you would have done. Ooh. Tommy, it's called Sparks. You would have gone to livergard.com. You would have typed in the coupon code the word GREAT, G-R-E-A-T. You would have gotten a great deal. You would have delivered anywhere. This stuff is so good. Damn it, it helps prevent the alcohol hangover. Make sure you check them out. You go to livergard.com. Look, drink coffee, you smoke a cigarette. You're me. If you're me, and if you are, God help you. It's not that bad, but there's issues. Go to livergard.com. Like I said, type in the coupon code, the word GREAT. They will take care of all your great organic matter. Go to livergard.com. We are coming up on 3 a.m. here in San Francisco. That would be, let's see, 4 a.m. in Denver, 5 a.m. in Chicago. And it's Scranton. That would make it 6:42. Boys and girls of all ages, have yourself a great Monday. Enjoy the weather back east. You're listening to Sports Overnight America.